And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. On Thursday, a new lecture series at UL Lafayette called State of the Studies will present Dr. Mark Reese discussing archaeology as a part of a series for students and faculty. The public is invited as well. 4 o'clock in the Ernest J. Gaines Center, third floor of the Edith Garland Dupre Library. 4 o'clock on Thursday, a continuation of the State of the Studies lecture series with Dr. Mark Reese, who is now head of sociology. And the Friends Spring Book Sale for the Lafayette Public Libraries will open this Wednesday with a members-only preview, but you can become a member on Wednesday. The sale will take place in the Hyman Convention Center Ballroom on South College in Lafayette. That's this Wednesday, March 6th, from 6 to 8 p.m., and the public sale begins on Thursday and runs through Saturday. A new movie series and literary night will take place in Brobridge. It's about Louisiana's civil rights struggle. You'll view the documentary Journey for Justice, the A.P. Touro story, and you'll get to meet the filmmaker and author of the book and the film. That's this Thursday in Brobridge at Joie de Vivre Coffee and Culture Cafe. It's from 7 until 9. It's open to the public, anyone with an interest in our civil rights history. Also, there will be a showing in Lafayette of a new film by Zach Godshall. It will be screened at the Feed and Seed, and it's open to everyone. It's based on the book A Man Without Words. It's a short documentary about a deaf man who lived for 27 years without knowing any language at all. The book is by Susan Schaller, and Susan will be at the screening to discuss her book, and Zach Godshall will be there. That's this Thursday in Lafayette at the Feed and Seed, and all are invited to attend. The College of the Arts Festival of the Arts takes place this week and next. It begins on Thursday with a gallery talk by artist John Hathorn at the ACA. There's a retrospective exhibit of his paintings in the main gallery, and we'll be speaking with him more on Thursday about that talk. On Friday, lots of things happening in the College of the Arts, and on Friday night, March 8th, Art Tech Fusion 2013 will take place at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. There will be food, performances, music, animation, poetry, traditional dance and experimental dance, film, and more. And they will give the Spark Lifetime Achievement Award to Ray McIntyre, who's a visual digital effects artist. Also, they will have the Faculty of Visual Arts Portfolio Raffle. Up to 15 works of art you could win to create your own private little museum, and tickets will be available that evening. They're also available now. If you'd like to know more about the events of Festival of the Arts, stop by their website, which is arts.louisiana.edu. That's the annual festival through the College of the Arts at UL Lafayette. At Vermilionville, all throughout the month of March, on Fridays, there will be natural Easter egg dyeing. That will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each Friday in March. The Bach Lunch Series kicks off this Friday, March 8th, with a performance by Les Frères Michaud. They will be performing in Parc Sans Souci from noon until 1 o'clock. It's open to everyone, and you can either bring your own brown bag lunch or purchase lunch there as well. So Les Frères Michaud, the traditional group that starts off the Bach Lunch Series this Friday, March 8th. Downtown Alive begins as well with the original Pentettes, the world's only all-female brass band in Parc International. That's Downtown Alive. The Bag Mat Ministry has another workshop this Saturday, March 9th, for you to learn how to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. It's a good project for youth service groups or adult service groups. You can go for an hour or stay the whole day this Saturday, March 9th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Lafayette at Grace Presbyterian Church. Acting Unlimited Incorporated opens its production of John Biganay's play Shotgun this weekend, March 9th at 8 o'clock, and then it will run March 14th through the 16th and March actually through March 17th at various dates. For ticket information, call Theater 810, or you can visit their Eventbrite site, which is shotgun.eventbrite.com. And we'll be speaking, Cheryl spoke with some actors and the set designer and director from Shotgun, and we spoke with some actors last week. That's John Biganay's Shotgun, part of a trilogy of plays. One will be opening in New Orleans and one in Baton Rouge. For more information, you can look on the web. The League of Women Voters of Louisiana schedules its statewide convention in Natchitoches this year, this weekend, March 9th and 10th. The theme of the 2013 convention is committed to Louisiana's future, and delegates will be representing leagues all over the state of Louisiana. For more information, you can go online to the League of Women Voters of Louisiana and find out more about the annual event. Many of the forums are free and open to the public in Natchitoches this year. The Eunice Players Theater opens its 44th season with The Glass Mendacity, written by Maureen Morley and Tom Wilmorth. It's a two-act comedy, a spoof of Tennessee Williams' most famous plays, The Glass Menagerie, A Streetcar Named Desire, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. It will run March 14th through the 23rd, and that will be in Eunice, the Eunice Players Theater. And we'll be speaking tomorrow about that play. Anders Osborne will be heading to the ACA for Louisiana Crossroads. He'll be performing March 14th and 15th. For more information about Crossroads or this particular event, you can contact the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for your favorite program and listen to archived shows there or download them for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support KRVS securely and easily at our website, clicking on the Pledge Now or Support buttons. And if you'd like to donate a vehicle to help KRVS, there's a big red button at the bottom of our homepage. You can click on that, call the toll-free number, or you can fill out information about your vehicle there. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And on 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, it's From the Top, featuring young classical musicians. At 8 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning at 8 with John Green's Night Train Jazz, and at 10, Passport to Modern Jazz. In just a moment, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.